So my name is Jay. We're going to be talking about future leaders and leadership in the workplace and in its impacts.
Perfect. So my name is Nick Duback. I am a junior finance major, and I am looking into the 4+1 at Ramapo College in New Jersey.
So the first question would be,
Yeah,
what qualities do you think a good leader needs?
So I feel like there are a bunch of qualities that someone in a position of power or someone that looks
I think one of the main qualities for me in a good leader would be just being honest, because a lot of things come with like not being able to express yourself or being able to tell an employee or just a coworker in general. How things should be going, or any ideas that they have in meetings, they're afraid to open up. And I think being honest is a very key factor for any successful company.
I agree. I really do agree, because if you have someone that's doing something that you don't really agree with and it's not beneficial for anyone, I feel like there's no point in having someone continue to do something that's not going to benefit, themselves, yourself, or the company you're working for.
Absolutely. The second question would be, what can a leader do to improve on the qualities they do not possess or that they lack?
So I feel like it all starts off with figuring out what qualities you don't possess. And so I think one of the big things that a lot of people can look into and start doing is going to their staff. So a manager or someone in a management position can go to their staff and really figure out what they need to work on. So I feel like asking around and figuring out what the issue is to begin with, I think that's where everything should start.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the important factors is to nobody knows yourself better than yourself. So I feel like you should know what qualities you already have, and then what qualities you desire or that you think will make you a great leader. I think you should be able to work on that. There's a number of things you can do to, progressively get better at those. Some people lack communication. You can always go out and try to, incorporate yourself a little bit more in teamwork, try to work on it. There's like a lot of different ways that you can improve your skills. You can't, you shouldn't limit yourself. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. I agree. I feel like, if there is really a problem, you should be close enough with your employees and coworkers to where they can be able to tell you, oh, this is something that I think that you're not really at the position where you should be. And I think you should work on this, in a kind and constructive way. I feel like people should be able to take constructive criticism and go from there and work on themselves instead of, micromanaging others.
I would say that's another key point that you hit is being able to take criticism. There's a lot of people have trouble taking criticism, or that they don't take it that way. They take it kind of offensively or anything, which is always key just to like understand where the person is coming from and seeing maybe I am lacking it. If you look at it from a different perspective, then you can see I should improve in that. I never realized it. Having a fresh perspective can always open your eyes to what you're not seeing.
No, I agree. I feel like one of the main things when you look for self-improvement is you should look from the outside in and see what you think you're doing right, and ask other people how you actually are doing, because you're always going to be biased towards how you're performing and the job that you're doing. You're going to think you're the best person for the job, but that might not actually be true.
Absolutely. The next question would be, how important is leadership in the workplace?
I think leadership is very important. It kind of sets the tone for everyone else. If there wasn't leadership, I don't think many companies would be successful like they are today. For example, like Apple, they have a very long chain of management. So, there could always be companies that work out without management, but it's going to be very slim to none if there is no management.
Yeah, I think that you need somebody that's able to stand up from the rest of the crowd and to take that leadership role. It's not easy to being
No.
able to be brave enough to be like, I will lead everybody. And it's a lot of risk, you know, everybody.
100%. Yeah, because
And
then
you
you're liable for the employees and they become your problem, not just your own work.
absolutely. And I feel like you said it best. You set the tone. You're basically the example for the rest of your company or the rest of your employees that you should be followed as a role model in a way.
Yeah.
Can you name some examples where leadership has hindered their businesses or workplace in any way?
So I think one of the I wouldn't really say it was a hindrance, but if you look at Tesla and SpaceX, you see Elon Musk doing a lot of stuff publicly that he may not want to be doing as a CEO and head of a company. I don't necessarily agree with all of his business practices, but there are some things that really do impress me about him, and then there are some things that I find to be a little quirky about him.
Absolutely. I feel like the best example is the one that was given during class, which was about ChatGPT and how the board decided to fire their CEO. You know, they wanted him removed. And I feel like, in a way, it was able to hindrance their business to the fact that you have to take a pause and have to reflect on what's going on. So now you're bringing attention to the media and you're bringing the situation up and you have to resolve the situation before being able to continue. So it takes away from hours that you can be putting into a project or, you know, bettering your software in their case.
Yep, no, I agree 100%.
How important is listening to others when it comes to a leadership position?
So, as I said earlier, when trying to figure out what you can improve on for yourself, I think that listening to others' opinions about you or their constructive criticism can be a big benefit to a person, because if they aren't doing something correctly or they have a misunderstanding about something and they're doing something wrong, and someone kind of points it out, I feel like that could be very beneficial because now they're not wasting their time and it'll just be overall better for the company, I believe.
I agree with you. I think like listening is definitely one of the most important things that you can have as a leader. Just because you have to be able to listen to everybody, not only your coworkers who probably aren't the same level as you, or somebody that's vice president, but you have to listen to all the way down, even to the base employees that are going through the motions of everyday routines that you probably aren't aware of because you can't be everywhere at once. So I think taking input definitely will better not only the relationship between employees and leaders, but also the workplace as a whole.
I agree. I agree.
You provide an example of a great leader or a good leader that you've maybe encountered in your life? What made them stand out from the previous or present leaders you've encountered?
So I have been at my current job for over 5 years now, and I would say my mentors and the people that trained me and provide like taught me how to work the job that I'm working now were in good management standings, and they really helped me to, climb up and be in the position where I'm at today at my job.
Yeah, I feel like everybody can should have at least encountered a positive leader or a decent leader in their life. I know there's a lot of times where we encounter bad leaders, but good leaders, it kind of like for me would be when I was in Florida working for an arcade. The leadership was taken over by a new employee coming in, and everybody was sort of worried about the transition and not being able to work together or anything like that, but the person made the transition extremely smooth and was able to better not only the company themselves, but They took the time to get to know the employees on a base level, which helped them not have any hindrances and have a smooth transition. And I think that was like a very good step towards showing that you're a good leader. It was, taking the time to put a foundation and getting to know everybody.
I agree. I feel like it all comes from being a personable employee. If you are able to connect with the people that are working, above you, with you, or below you, I feel like it makes the job a lot better for everyone.
Absolutely. Do you think it's possible for some leaders to become too detached from others in positions lower than themselves? How can this impact the workplace? Are there any impacts outside of the workplace? And what solutions can you provide?
So obviously there are things that can detach a leader, and people are very greedy in a sense. It's natural. People go off the chains. They only think for themselves. And I feel like, training and having, weekly or monthly team meetings or team bondings and stuff like that, I feel like that really just brings everyone to the same level where you're outside of work and it's not, this is my boss or this is my coworker or this is who works for me. And I feel like when you have a connection outside of work, it makes everyone's job more enjoyable because they look at their other employees as friends and not just coworkers.
I agree with you. I think that you can become detached, especially as, your company succeeds and you make more money. I feel like you get blindsided or your goals become extremely, I would say like bigger or higher than, 'cause we always want to achieve more. And I feel like sometimes we can become blindsided to what made the company grow in the first place. So I feel like you should know when you're starting to detach yourselves, maybe try to, incorporate what you said when doing group activities, or even going out of your way if you have time to visit the different companies that you established and getting to know the people that work there, because generally they're being the fuel for you. They're causing the company to grow and keeping it working.
Yeah, I think remaining close and building a connection with your employees is something that a lot of leaders should look into and kind of keep in mind as a possibility for, weekends and time off from work just to maintain a relationship with employees.
As for the impacts for outside of the workplace, I feel like they can definitely affect home life. If you're overworking an employee or the employee just doesn't feel that their initial goal as the company as a whole is changing and they don't see the same way anymore, it can definitely take a toll on them. They can become stressed. And that's one thing you don't want is your employees taking that negativity home and then bringing it back. You want them to be able to be happy in the workplace, enjoy it, and not worry about it on their days off, especially when everybody needs a break and needs to reset in order to keep going.
Yeah, I agree because, in corporate America, you don't really see the average 40-hour work week. So people are in the office from, sometimes 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and it can get stressful and, people will take out their stress in numbers of ways, but I feel like, having and making sure that your employees are taken care of is very big tasks that companies take on when, they have employees staying for 12-hour days.
Yeah, and definitely it is something unique to America doing 40-hour work weeks and having limited vacations. I do agree with you what you said on those points. Generally, it's stated by New York Post as people who are not afraid to quit their job because of a horrible work environment, bad leadership, or being overloaded with work, or not feeling respected. How important is it for leaders to acknowledge these problems?
I think it's a very, big problem because people, sometimes they don't have to work up to a position. Sometimes they are brought in by connections and they don't understand the hustle that it takes to climb up the ladder. So they kind of take their position for granted and don't really see the behind the scenes work that their employees are doing. So I think sometimes when management and the higher ups get a bad rep, I think it's deserved, but there are a lot of things that they can do, in my opinion, to kind of, change the narrative about that.
Totally, I totally agree. They should be able to, I think they should be able to see the signs. A lot of employees won't straight up go to quitting. They will try to, in a way, show you that they're not happy. You start noticing changes. So I feel like once you notice those changes, or any slight change, you should just address it in a way where you ask if there's any issues going on, how are they feeling about the company, if there's any improvements that they have. Always ask for feedback. I feel like that cannot be addressed enough, and make it a safe space where they feel confident enough and able to give you an honest feedback, so you're not leading to these problems that are being had
Yeah,
by company.
I agree. And I think that all comes back to having a good relationship and, the team bonding exercises and, being closer with your coworkers or the people that are under you. I think that all comes back to, having someone that you feel you can talk to that's in a higher position than you. When you build the confidence in a person and you kind of have a work friendship and an outside of the work friendship, I feel like you're more comfortable talking to that person and really expressing your either unhappiness or your happiness.
Absolutely. I think that that's a good way. You should have a work relationship and an outside relationship as well, just to, in order to them for to be confident enough to trust you and give you that feedback. I think you really nailed that. If you were in a leadership role, what steps would you take to ensure that you would lead to the best of your ability?
So, as I said earlier, I think one of the main things that management doesn't do that I believe that they really should do is be more open to having constructive criticism. Because, yes, employees slip up, and yes, management slips up. So, it all comes down to how you handle slip ups. If you're going to punish someone for making a slip up as a manager, you're not a good manager. If it's a consistent mess up, I understand that, but mess ups happen and sometimes directions are unclear. There can be, a misunderstanding or something, but I think it all comes down to really listening to your employees and really trying to implement into the workplace what they recommend because you're not going to have productive employees that are not happy with your performance.
I think you definitely nailed the criticism part. I think that's a very important fact to have when you're taking up a leadership role, is being open to that. I would also think having a foundation, having a clear goal, and everybody being on board with what you're trying to achieve. I think a lot of people just, some employees just don't understand what the goal is when they enter a job. They're not told or anything. They should be established what you're expecting, and the benefits that you're offering obviously are coming because you're trusting in them enough that they're going to help you achieve this goal. I think that's very important. Having a lot of, not a lot, I would say, but more frequently, having group activities or bonding exercises can go a long way as well. You want your employees to work together better, and it's not a better way than having them get to know each other. I understand some people, work better alone, but it's also very important to know who you're working with and know everybody's weaknesses and strengths, so you can also help each other out. When one person is lacking in one area, you can help pick up that area, the other person can help you, and vice versa. I think it's very important to establish teamwork for a company.
I agree. I really do.
Do you wish to be a leader in the future? If so, why or why not?
I, of course, I do wish to be a leader. Growing up, my dad always was a great leader and a great example for me. And at his job currently, he is a leader. And so I see what skills it brings to him, and I would like to follow in the same steps as him.
That's a great role model to have, is somebody that is a great leader. For me, it would be yes, I would want to be a leader. But I feel like I have to take the steps required for it still. I feel like there's a lot of room to grow and to learn. So I would definitely take the opportunities of anybody I meet, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's classmates, whether it's coworkers. I feel like you can learn something about everyone and you can take something away from everything to better yourself in the way that you want. And since I want to be a future leader, I am going out of my way to, practice communications, having a better understanding of everybody in the workplace that I work at. I understand everybody's job to a certain degree just to understand how the whole thing operates from the ground up.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the second that you start to think that you can't learn anymore is when you and you relax, you kind of start to slip up and you start to fall out of your position and they start looking to replace you.
Absolutely. I think we should all strive to be leaders. I know it is scary for some people that they don't want to do that, but just having the importance of anybody can be a leader. You shouldn't be looking at it as a way of, I don't think I can be fit for a leader. I think anybody can do it. It just takes a lot of effort and, a lot of wanting to do it.
Yeah,
But I
of course,
see.
everyone should strive to be them but their best self.
If someone wanted to become a future leader, what steps would you recommend they take immediately?
I would say to get involved. You're not gonna build qualities from doing nothing. So I think the more involved you get within your community, within your campus, with your professors, with your advisors, the more you're able to do, I think the more you'll learn. And so I think when it comes down to it, and you're looking for a job or you're looking for an internship, you can build your resume to show, I have this experience, I have this inexperience. And so when it comes to other candidates that are applying for the same job, you are going to beat them resume-wise.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I think getting involved as soon as you can. A lot of leadership requires presenting, and I know a lot of people do have that fear of presenting in front of the class or presenting in front of anyone. I think there's ways to do and get better at that. You can start with small presentations, in front of groups. You can always present in front of your friends, always being comfortable around your friends. You should look at it that way, taking little baby steps, getting involved in different groups that maybe do projects outside, getting to more, know more people. The more you communicate, I feel, with others, the more relaxed you would be during presentations as well. And it can help, establish that leadership quality as a first step.
Oh, 100%. I think when you become more involved, you really get a more worldly view and you start to see perspective of other people, whether it be from your friends or from, someone who already is in a leadership position.
And we went over a lot today over the leadership in the workplace and its impacts. And it's great to have a different perspective on the other end. You gave me a lot of different points that I didn't even looked at. The emphasis on criticism and being open to criticism. That was a very key point that you brought up. I think this podcast was very helpful, and hopefully it is insightful to others that are listening. My name is Jay Lopez Zambrano. I'm currently studying finance.
My name is Nicholas Dubeck, and I am also studying finance. I hope that everyone can take away a piece of information from this, and I hope it helps out.
Thanks.
Thanks,
I'll take
Jay.
it. Yeah, no problem.